course, your agency has to try to save money, and some spending that would ordinarily be done is not happening at all. But the National Institute of Standards and Technology is ready to spend millions on a new project that could save them big money down the road and make the campus in Gaithersburg a little greener. They're adding solar panels to power part of the campus. Hunter Fanny leads the NIST Building Environment Division. He's my guest to explain why they're moving forward, even when money is so tight. Hunter, you guys are good neighbors, I have to say. We love seeing the deer on the campus around there.
Well, thank you, Francis. We enjoy seeing them also.
Where are these solar panels going to go?
Yes, there's actually going to be on our NIST campus, there's going to be four locations where we install photovoltaic panels. One of them is going to be what we call a ground mount, where there's racks attached to the ground and the panels are mounted on them. One actually goes on the rooftop of the administration building. One system is going to provide not only photovoltaic energy or electricity from photovoltaic panels, but will provide some shading for parking for one of our buildings. And then a smaller system is going to power a charging station that's going to be used to power some of our maintenance vehicles.
The return on investment here must be pretty obvious because, as I mentioned, a lot of agencies are stopping a lot of spending right now, even until we get just some idea of what's going to come out of Congress. So it must have been pretty easy for you to demonstrate that this is something you should move forward with.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the Energy Policy Act of 2005, it requires that agencies move towards supplying a portion of their energy with renewable resources, and this certainly falls in line with that. It also addresses the president's executive order that, to the maximum extent possible, we use renewable energy to provide on the campus itself to provide electrical energy to the agency or the department.
Give me an idea of the numbers that are involved here. What's this project going to cost? How long will it take to get it done? And then what's your life expectancy return on that?
Yes, sir. Actually, it's a $5 million project. It's funded by the Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. The construction of the systems themselves is scheduled to begin within about 2 months from now, and it should be about a one-year construction duration.
All right, and do you have a sense what the life cycle savings will be?
Yes, the systems themselves are projected to last 25 to 30 years. And the combined amount of energy provided by the systems could meet the annual electrical needs of about 67 homes. When you look at the life cycle cost of the systems, at this point in time, it's hard to justify on life cycle itself, but as we move towards deploying more of these systems around the country, it will bring the cost down, and again, it allows us to meet the executive order and the Energy Policy Act of 2005.
So the return on investment part is important, but it's not certainly the only element that you considered when you move forward with this.
Absolutely, because most agencies, including NIST, the way that they're meeting the requirements in the Energy Policy Act of 2005 is they're buying renewable energy certificates. And basically, that's documentation that a portion of the utility's power is being provided by solar or wind or geothermal or biomass. But in our case, by producing it actually on the site, we're producing renewable energy right here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the driving forces behind the Energy Policy Act. They want to see more renewable energy actually generated at the site where it's being used to avoid the transmission and distribution losses that occur in the wires.
Now, if I can't beg, borrow, or steal at my agency the amount of money that you're going to spend to do this, and I don't have recovery money devoted to a project like this, what are some things that you're doing on campus in Gaithersburg that other people at other agencies might be able to do that don't require a big number like this?
Absolutely. Well, one of the other things that we've done to the NIST campus is we're trying to make the buildings themselves more energy efficient. And we previously did a study and found that we could reduce the energy required to heat and cool the buildings by approximately 50%. And that was a very cost-effective investment. That the money spent to make the buildings more energy efficient could be recovered in about 5 to 7 years.
How'd you do that?
Well, it turns out that many of the buildings on campus were built about 40 years ago. So what we actually did is we did a detailed investigation to determine how we could upgrade the windows, what we call them fenestration, but window units, and upgrade the insulation in the exterior walls of the buildings. So we did a careful side-by-side study and found that by doing an insulation retrofit, changing out the windows, and making a few other modifications, we could reduce the energy about 50%. People don't realize that the nation uses more energy in buildings, actually 40%, than it does in the transportation sector or the industrial sector. And buildings also account for 72% of all the electricity that's generated in the nation. So as we want to move towards electric vehicles, one of the ways that we can free up some electrical energy is by making our buildings more energy efficient.
I'm reminded in the context of energy efficiency about what I believe it was Al Capone said about why he robs banks. That's where the money is.
There you go.
And it sounds like you're doing the same thing. Thanks very much for talking about it with me today.
Thank you, Francis. I appreciate the opportunity.
Happy to do it. Hunter Fanny leads the Building Environment Division at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. You can find out more about what they're doing at NIST at federalnewsradio.com.